At the September 7th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, which was long on informal discussions but short on actual agenda items, Commission President Walt Helmick revealed that the 2020 U.S. Census count shows that the county's population has dropped to 7,869 people, which is a drop of 850 people from the last census, which was conducted in 2010. Helmick added that 220 inmates at the Denmark Correctional Center were counted as being county residents, and if they had not been counted, the county's population drop would have even been greater. Helmick said that the state will redraw the House of Delegates districts, which will probably cause the county to have to share its two delegates differently with surrounding counties. Currently, the county shares two delegates with Randolph County, but that could change when the state redistricts. Helmick said a single two-delegate district requires 17,500 people, and because of the population drops, which also occurred in some adjoining counties, a single district now could consist of two, three, or more counties. The county could also possibly be split, with different parts of the county moving into different districts shared with different counties. During one of the other informal discussions at the meeting, Helmick talked about a possible new railroad from Elkins to the Silver Creek and Snowshoe Resorts, but he said the state must first authorize this. Helmick said he met with representatives of Thrasher Engineering and discussed the water and sewer engineering issues on Beard Heights. Additionally, Helmick revealed that Interstate Hardwoods, in an effort to fill its 50-employee shortage, on Monday began using work release inmates from the prison in Huttonsville. He said the prison and Interstate Hardwoods worked out the details among themselves, and that the Mountain Transit Authority, or MTA, will transport the work release inmates from the prison to the job site in Bartow and return them to the prison at the end of each day. Also at the meeting, the commissioners approved allowing Seneca Health Services to set up an informal table at the courthouse from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, September 10th. The purpose of this is to provide resources and information to the public about preventing suicides. They scheduled a Board of Assessment Appeals session for October 5th. They appointed all five county elected officials, the two magistrates, and Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton to serve on a committee for the courthouse annex project, and approved a motion to seek funding sources and grants for that project. They replaced an estate representative, appointing the decedent's mother as the new estate administrator. They approved paying Thompson and Litton's invoices for broadband consultation services from the funds contained in the broadband study grant. These are for services rendered from February through July 2021, amounted to $16,316.50. They tabled action on the maintenance and service contracts on the courthouse telephone system that Frontier is trying to sell to the commission. And they tabled action on the Selective Service Board vacancies. They approved invoices prior to adjourning the meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.